Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kurt Nemo's got an important article. Biden Senate gun bill vote only. The beginning. Of course, they're going to ban all our guns incrementally every time there's a mass shooting, even though statistically it's very rare. They're going to collectively blame us until we stand up and say, listen, criminals, stop collectively blaming us for what you probably have been staging and stop running Al-Qaeda in Libya. You know, mix issues. We know this is a criminal takeover. Oh, it discredits Alex when he says the government wants everybody's guns and that they're arming to the teeth against us. But don't have him back on, and nobody talk like that. It's discrediting. No, please don't throw me in the briar patch. Well, they're using reverse psychology. Please throw us in the briar patch, because they're actually scared to be thrown in the briar patch. Let's take a few calls, and I promise when I start the next segment, I'm going to cover a whole heaping helping of very, very important news here today. But I've kind of done the show a little bit different today. I've kind of gone into my preacher mode. My real native mode, and been taking a lot of your phone calls that have taken us down a lot of different paths of gun owners being persecuted from Texas to West Virginia. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Wisconsin. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello, Nick.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are.
All right. I'm going to have to resist the thank you here, but love your show. Recent listener. Over probably the last year here, since we've been awoken to all these atrocities going on across our nation. But it's so hard to not become overwhelmed with everything going on and listen to your show all the time. I agree totally with what you're doing, and I just think every now and then people need to be uplifted. And I think there's certain films I've seen, some of them from your site, the one about the pre-tribulation rapture exposed, I think does a good job of lifting us Christians up that God is on our side. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this or not, but another video I recently seen that I just think needs to get out there. The film is called BackToEdenFilm.com, where you can watch it for free. And I just believe that God offered us a victory in being able to produce our own food. One of the hardships with getting into gardening or anything is it's a lot of work, and everybody knows that. And
it's fun.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Being out in nature, experiencing God through nature, you can't get any better than that. And I think this film is a way to rejuvenate the people's spirit and getting back to that.
Well, I want to see it. Maybe they sell a DVD. We'll sell it because we fund ourselves by getting right. Maybe we'll contact them and carry it. I need to see it. But whatever I see that I think is important, we sell at InfoWarsStore.com so we can fund and finance ourselves, which I didn't even plug anything last hour, but that's how we do finance ourselves. So great to hear from you, my friend. I appreciate you calling in. And by the way, we're carrying all of Mike Adams' organic, you know, triple certified products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same price he sells them, so you support us and Mike when you do that. He's got his factory outside Austin, Texas, right on the edge of town, actually pretty close to here. The crew's been out there. We got some videos about that. It's your purchases that make the broadcast possible, and we couldn't do this without you, the listener, supporting us. We couldn't do it without people out there that have helped us in the media, like DrudgeReport.com and WorldNet Daily and some of the others, but mainly DrudgeReport.com magnifies what we're doing. I got to say, at a level just that I can't even measure, so I want to thank. But I know Drudge knows we're reporting really important news. That's why it's up there. But it's still doing the right thing. Most people don't do it. We appreciate that. But we're all in this together. I mean, I just appreciate. The reason I don't want to be thanked, ladies and gentlemen, is this is self-preservation you're hearing here. I want people to understand it's not extraordinary to wake up to this tyranny. This is something that's automatic. I mean, you've got to do it. It's not like going above and beyond. We're in trouble. This is just survival here.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit hbextract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, I'm going to continue with your calls at 800-259-9231, but let me go over a bunch of the news right now. I was just talking to Weldon Henson, who's a big shooter. He's gone out shooting with us before, shooting the 50 cals a few weeks ago. He's an Air Force veteran himself, country music singer, works here in the office for about 7 years. A good friend of mine, and he said, now I read all the hunting and shooting blogs, and he goes, all I see them talking about now is people that have 100 acres, 200 acres, 1,000 acres. And I'm talking about in Texas, Montana, because I'm seeing the same stuff, where you'll be out there just shooting your rifle, and the cops come. And they want to see your guns. If you let them, they'll try to take photos. They'll try to get numbers off of them. And they act like you're a criminal. And that's like knock and talk that the Fed started about 20 years ago that's done all over the country now, where they come to your house, mainly upper-class areas, and they do it during the day, thinking there's going to be a woman, here running the house. The guy's off working. There's going to be some wealthy or middle-class woman here. You've seen them when they come to install the smart meters and cut locks, go in, put them on the side, arrest women that videotape them on their own property. This is the new America. This is the new North Korea. You know, they detain a Fox reporter, and it's national news in China. And that's like, oh, those dirty commies, but here's like, good. Throw that woman in prison. and yeah, now the cops will show up, not everywhere, but more and more because they're told to. And say, hi, do you mind if, well, this has been in the Dallas Morning News in Dallas in nice areas. They go, hi, we're just doing a survey, knock and talk. What kind of firearms you got in there? Well, I don't know. Mind if we come in and look at them? Well, is there an investigation officer? There's one case they went to a lawyer's house, and the woman was a well-known lawyer in Dallas. That's why there was actually a news article about it. But the news was like, oh, it's good. She's wrong to be, you know, filing a complaint. This is a good idea. They're like, we'd like to come in and see your firearms. Well, is there an investigation officer? Is there? Nope. We just want to come in and look at those. What, you got something to hide? Shows your husband does this. What do you do? Again, is this an investigation? You have a warrant? No, we don't. We just thought you'd want to work with us a little bit. Yeah, there it is. Oh, it's back. WFAA.com. The guys just Googled it. Dallas Police Relaunch and Knock and Talk Initiative. And look at those young cops. You know, I mean, those guys look like they're Boy Scouts. And, man, they are crazed. Boy, they come to your house, and you are, you know what you are? Enemy number one. Man, this country's, I mean, they've got the official Catholic Church saying ban all guns. Southern Baptist Convention saying ban them, repeal the Second Amendment. I mean, Billy Graham's son. I didn't know they were back at it. Will you guys show me the article again? When did that come out? Yeah, just punch it back up on screen. I can just read it. Yeah. It says Dallas Police Relaunch Knock and Talk Initiative. What is the date on that? That's 2010, so that's 2.5 years ago. Yeah, and the first time I saw that was about a decade ago. The Dallas Police Department has selected 6 officers from all of its 7 divisions to do what the department calls knock and talks. And the police officers get permission to search people's homes without a warrant, but knock and talks have historically been a problem for the department. And it says in 2005, officers arrested 3 men in one of the largest drug busts in the city's history. Police seized $2 million in drugs, and it goes on. The Dallas police are famous for planting drugs on you. They've been caught doing that over and over again. They just pull over a nice car, throw a bag of chalk in the back, and then take it, and then take your house. And then this crime lab certifies it. But again, they want nice houses because that's got money and houses. Sometimes the cops even move into the houses. I lived in Rockwall, and a couple FBI agents who were corrupt, had moved in the neighborhood to houses that they had seized in drug raids. And then I even had some of them come around and started messing with my parents. This is why I haven't told the whole story, why we moved out of Dallas. My dad sold the dental office he had and things. And he'd come by, he'd see me at the local community pool, and he's like, Alex, you think you're real smart, young kid like you, and good-looking guy, you got a future and all the rest of it. And he'd sit there and lean with his trophy wife beside him at the pool, and he'd go, you just better watch what happens to you, what you've been talking about. And I went, oh, you know about the local police, and then I've been saying they're drug dealers, because I've seen them do it. And he goes, you just watch your butt, boy. And then our lawyer called us and said he got the call from the city. They're going to kill me. That's America. That's what America is, okay? And all of us are these naive sheeple. Don't use their illegal drugs. Ooh, they hate that. Don't you ever use their drugs, kids. They're not cool. And don't use their prescription drugs. And stay off it all. Beat them. Beat them. And don't drink and drive. In fact, I made the joke, shut down all the bars. Oh, no, they don't want that. That's the hunting over bait. Put the bars out, get you drunk, everybody a criminal record. Just shut it all down. Shut all the bars down. Don't use any of their narcotics. None of it. I know you are, you filthy murderers. Go abort some more babies. Supposed to get, excuse me, I'm just getting really angry now. Man, imagine cops coming up to your house and we like to come in and inspect your firearms. Most people just go, just fall to their knees and in fact, they came out in Boston. They'd refuse. If you say no, they forced their way in without warrants. And they had state and federal judges say, Boston, last time I checked, can come in your house without a warrant. Yeah, that's good. And cops, don't worry. They're going to take your whole pension fund and America's going to rot and fall apart. You're all on your power trip serving Satan. Good. You're going to love it. Or most of you are just naive that go watch movies like Olympus Has Fallen, where you actually believe North Korea is going to attack us. The New World Order already attacked and already took over, and now they're trying to mop everything else up. Okay, there's just one of the articles. Here's another one at Infowars.com by the great Kurt Nemo. Biden Senate gun bill vote, only the beginning. And there's his statements and press releases and video interviews where he says, and they got other congresspeople quoted there, that they're going to get the guns by increment. There will be more events. They will get the guns. I mean, that's it. There will be more events. Every time it happens, we're going to be blamed for it. When their Prozac heads do it, or they stage it, like Colorado's, no doubt, 100%, they stage it, boom, out in the open. And they're just going to do it. I mean, they're terrorists. Okay, and I'm here calling them terrorists, and you bet I'm pumped up and angry, because I don't like having to risk my life, but I'm not going to sit here and lay down to these people, okay? I'm so sick of their garbage. And all I want to say to all the feds and all of you on power trips, take extra shots. You believe in the system? Give them to your kids. I don't want your kid to die, but maybe that'll, maybe if you murder your kid with a vaccine, maybe that'll wake you up and we can not murder much larger numbers of kids. You know, oh, I know, though. I've had a lot of you on air. I had that state attorney on from Maryland. They're in Baltimore. It was like 5-6 years ago. We've got to find that interview. I forget his name. He was a handsome black guy. And I said, you know, the law says that you don't have to take vaccines in Maryland. I read it to him, and I said, but you've got 1,500 people plus their parents crying with police dogs and riot police saying it's the law to take shots or they'll all be arrested, predominantly black area. And I said, you know, there's no law, but you kick them out for truancy and then arrest them for that, but you can't kick them out for truancy on something that's a policy and not the law. And by law, you've got to give them that state waiver to something that isn't even a law, to the policy. And he goes, well, we do have a judge in one room with those, but you didn't tell anybody, did you? And he goes, no. He goes, man, you ought to be a lawyer. He goes, you're actually laughing. He goes, ha, ha, man, you know all about this. And I went, do you give your kids shots? And he went, no, started laughing. I went, you think it's cute that you don't give your kids shots, and you got these people lined up getting these deadly shots. And he's like, all right, I said to do the interview, but I got to go. I got to go. And he got, and I was like, whoa. And that is everything right there. If you want to know the whole enchilada, the whole big, giant, cucamonga size operation, that's it. We've got to, it was like 6 years ago. It was in the old office before we moved. It was maybe 7 years ago. It was whenever they had that, you know, as a PSYOP, they used Maryland. It's the law to take shots. You will be arrested. And showed riot cops. We even had reporters, listeners that went and covered it. They threatened arrest. And like dogs going outside, out around the courthouse at the park, guarding because terrorists were saying they didn't have to, keeping people back to warn them. There's no law. And the cops kept them back. You know, the free speech zone's down around the back. I'll arrest you. You can't talk to citizens. Imagine they're all lined up getting shots with police dogs and all around them, and it's on the news. It's the law. Take the shots. It's the law. It's a giant hoax. It was a production. And I get the head state attorney for that was a county. He was assigned to that county that Baltimore is in. There it is. State attorney admits no law, makes vaccines mandatory. Hundreds of parents face jail time after school kicked out children triggering unfair truancy charges. Paul Joseph Watson, 2007. So that's 6 years ago. Okay, I was right. State prosecutor involved in bringing potential charges against hundreds of parents in a county just outside Washington, D.C., for failing to allow their children to be vaccinated, admitted yesterday on a national radio show that there is a law that mandates any vaccine, despite a Fox News report falsely claiming otherwise. Yesterday, we highlighted the case of Prince George County, that was at Maryland, where parents of more than 1,600 children, see, I said 1,500. God gave me one hell of a memory. Thank you, God. Please just keep giving it to me. Children have been told they could be put in jail for failing to get their kids vaccinated. Now, where's the guy's name? It says, unless parents bring their children to court on Saturday, where medical officers will be standby to forcibly, medical officials, inject their children. It goes on. Go down. Find the guy's name. I think the interview's there. The threat of arrest was a result of failure to get the kids immunized. The threat of arrest was not. Okay, let me just stop. I try to read quick, and then I babble through it. Just stop it right there. I'm going to read it. I'm reading off the screen, like 15 feet away. I'm going to read it. The threat of arrest was not a result of failure to get the kids immunized, but because of truancy laws, which were only triggered after the school expelled the children for not getting the shots. There is no law in the United States which makes vaccinations mandatory, so Paul breaks that down. Keep going. Let me find the guy. Keep scrolling down. Do we have his name there? The state attorney preparing to bring charges against the parents yesterday, there's his photo right there, admitted on national syndicated radio, attorney Glenn Ivey, that's it. State attorney Glenn Ivey, boom. We're going to get Glenn Ivey back on. He said, you ought to be a lawyer. He thought I was cool and I knew it was all baloney. Man.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Snake Eyes watching you. All right, let me do this. Let me take some calls for a while, then I'm going to reset and get into the big Monsanto news, the gun news. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Let's talk to Scott in Houston. who wants to talk about the police state. I'll tell you where there's a police state where they only people have 300 euros a day out of their bank accounts. They've already taken up to 40% or more out of some people's accounts. And now they're going to just keep taking it out. Now they're saying Europe, why they may start taking the money. And then, of course, here, just directly to foreign private banks, after all the taxes you pay, they take your money or everything will collapse as they're collapsing everything. It's like we're all compulsive gamblers. We stay in the government system. We stay in it because we'll lose everything if we don't keep doubling down. But it's like gambling because the gambler keeps betting and betting and betting and getting into debt they can never pay back because they're gonna get it back. Well, they don't want to lose that money, so they got to keep doubling down. It's Stockholm Syndrome, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go in the casino to begin with. Well, we're in the government casino now. They think they've got us dependent. No, you don't. Scott in Houston, go ahead and tell me about the police state, sir.
Alex, I got kind of some optimistic news. A lot of your listeners are going to probably think I'm, you know, full of it or whatever. But
no, I want to hear your good news. Tell me.
Okay. Well, I'm a Houston firefighter in Houston. I can't speak for the other departments or police states in the rest of the country. But in Houston, we are very much on the side of the citizens. And if anything huge happens, like a gun confiscation, we are on the side of citizens of Houston. Our oath, our allegiance when we get our badge is to the citizens of Houston. It is not to the president of
well,
the United
I want to be
States.
Clear. I want to be able to start over and not have me interrupt you. I get into frothing anger when I see Dallas police going in people's houses without warrants trying to confiscate their guns. Everyone I know who shoots guns in the middle of nowhere has the cops show up now, including our ranch in East Texas. It's unbelievable that we, since before it was a county, we got it from the Mexican government. Okay, I mean, this is the type of stuff we got to put up with now in this country. And so I get in a primitive level, start hopping up and down when I hear and see all this. I get that two things are happening. The police state and the global takeover is waking up cops and military to where they're totally awake now and freaked out and speaking out. Or other departments are pure criminal now. Okay, and so the issue here is that there's a battle for the soul of the police and military going on. So I want to recognize that. Okay, and I found cops are more awake on average than anybody except the military because they actually know that stuff's going in the wrong direction. The problem is cops that like it are obviously criminals or nutcases or control freaks, and I'm telling you, they're starting to take over. So go ahead.
Well, those cops are either bored or just tainted. And, of course, you know, you're training. You can't train a good character. You can train somebody to be a police officer or a firefighter. But their character, if it's bad, it's bad. But
what do you do when you're given an unlawful order? I mean, I get now the orders are so unlawful from the feds that people are saying, I'm not going to do this. That's a good discussion. That's what can save this country is that discussion.
And you don't do it. You don't perform it. In the fire department, there's been a number of times where we've gone against protocol to save a life. We've trained, you know, I can get in trouble for saying this.
Oh, yeah, they're now saying you're not allowed to go in the water to save somebody, or you can't go in a burning building. If you make the decision to risk your life, well, that's what everything's about, is your individual will. They're telling lifeguards they can't save people if they're 1 foot past the, you know, the county's line.
Exactly.
When there's laws in common law that you have to render aid, there's a greater law than these garbage laws. I follow the common law. That's God's law. That's what you're saying.
Yes, and I'm letting you know that there are people in Houston with badges that have sold and that know damn well what the government's doing on a federal level. They know what they want to do, and they're not going to stand for it. We're not going to stand for it. And they can send money to us to paint the police cars black and white.
Your cell phone's breaking up. Say it again.
They can send money to have all the police cars painted black and white, to have all the fire apparatus painted red so that they can have their unified federal look. You know, that's their little foot in the door. They can come to Houston and they can have their training exercises without even the common decency of letting us emergency services know what's going on.
No, and then they're standardizing the codes so they can command you and stay there. You want to come back and finish up?
Yes.
Time to come back to Scott. Good caller. I love hearing that resolve in the voice. And they're trying to federalize the fire departments with the training and make them into spies. You don't need to be told to be a spy. if you're in a house as a firefighter and you see criminal stuff, that's, you don't need to be told to be a spy, folks. I'm going to explain that when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. we're here. And yes, I am a maniac. We're meant to be maniacs. We're meant to be aggressive, on target, fiercely independent, focused, building things, working with good people that prove themselves to be honorable. That's how you build a civilization. And I just do not want a bunch of cheats and scam artists and flim-flam artists, and none of us are perfect. But I mean, you got conscious bad people running things. I don't want them in charge. And they're setting Homeland Security up for a civil war scenario, and that's not being openly discussed in the news, against gun owners. I mean, it's official. You heard it here first. Not bragging. I'm telling you, this stuff sounds crazy. History's crazy. And you heard it here first. You heard me over and over again tell you they're going to flip Homeland Security onto gun owners, libertarians, veterans, conservatives. And people are like, how did you know that before it even got declassified? Because I've been to the urban warfare drills. See, the thing about intelligence, why do they send spies out in war? I'm going to go to the firefighter here in just a second. Scott in Houston in just a moment, and then to others and more news. I studied military history. I fell into it when I was like 8 years old because anything I asked for, I wouldn't get. Unless it was a chemistry set or unless it was a BB gun, you know, things that my dad thought I needed, I would get. Any other toy, stuff I asked for, I didn't usually get it. And I could sit there and watch PBS-type shows. I could sit there and watch news shows, and they would have the ads on before there was a Discovery Channel or History Channel for, the World War II Encyclopedia, the World War I Encyclopedia, the Old West Encyclopedia. And those things, I would read them cover to cover by the time I was about 10 and could read pretty good. And, you know, at like 8 or 9, I was asking for them and getting them and looking at the pictures. That's how I got to where I could read half decent. So I wasn't really a quick learner when I was younger until I started reading those. Then I got into reading. And then, you know, obviously it just opened up the whole universe. And there's so much even in mainline history books, even though you think history's distorted, that's kind of for the general public on the news. When you were reading big, thick history books and stuff, it's just raw data. And then by the time I was about 12, I started reading like 800-page, 1,000-page, you know, Order of the Death's Head by Heinz Hobel, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, Shearer, The Mind of Adolf Hitler, Secret Wartime Report that they published, or The Mind of Stalin, a wartime report, The Mind of... And so I just, by the time I was like 16, I'd be in bookstores, you know, just like buying Mein Kampf and just wanting to read the actual stuff these people wrote. I remember like being at the checkout counter, they're like, had Hitler on the cover, and they're like, I'm like, well, you're selling the book. Do you think I'm like Hitler because I'm reading this? It just shows people's ignorance. I guess I did have blonde hair and blue eyes then, especially. But the point is that it's almost weird to want to, you know history. It's like an idiocracy where they're going, we got one that can read. And because I'd studied all that, I know military operations. I mean, they call generals brainiacs who are actually into reading military history and, you know, call them the professor and stuff. There's not even many of those that actually are into it. They want to play golf, date secretaries, act tough, act like generals. Real generals are poring over things to know the enemy. Real generals are locked up reading manuscripts on warfare. The reason I went off into that whole area is that I learned that you see enemy operations by what their actual troop movements are and what they're doing. You can see why they're announcing something or what the propaganda cover is, but when you get the real material, you get the real goal. Now, if they're facing an enemy, they'll put out decoys and stuff. If they're facing an enemy that even pays attention. The globalists have operated for 50 years as if we don't exist because the public was mesmerized by TV and culture. So their entire battle plan is pretty much public. It's a little watered down not to scare their own internal people. Like, we're only going to kill 80%. Once we get world government, they're like, oh, well, I'll be safe. Yes, you will. Then the more internal, higher up stuff that we found and republished, you know, they're going to kill everybody. I mean, that's basically, for all intents and purposes, everybody. Zardoz level. You see all that Moonraker written by an MI6 OSS guy before that, Ian Fleming. The reason you see all that in Hollywood and culture is because that's the real plan. And they're just telling you and getting you ready. And the 20% or so that think they're in the technocracy are kind of in on it. And, yeah, there are too many of us. If you confront them with it, they'll admit it. They haven't been brought into the real conspiracy, but it's an open conspiracy. And so that's what I'm telling you, is that all their operations are out in the open for me. Because it is out in the open. They're not running silent because they think you're deaf, dumb, and blind politically. They are running wide open, uncloaked, okay? I mean, what I'm telling you is what they've said. I'm not a prophet like so many people go, oh, this guy, how does he know all this? It's all, folks, I'm not, it's all written by them. They brag about it. There are thousands of declassified chemtrailing programs, but they're not under the name chemtrail. It's all going on. Do you have the Al Gore clip? Okay, yeah, cue it back up for me. And when we finish up with this call, we'll go to it. Sorry, Scott, I went off on a rant, and I wasn't bragging how I know this stuff. I'm telling people it's all there, and it's not boring. It's real. Al Gore's ready. We'll go back to Scott in a moment. Here's Al Gore admitting, there's those that want to do it, and it's a terrible idea. The program's already ongoing. But here they are on geoengineering.
There's a rumor, I don't know if this is true or not, that some scientists are trying to figure out a way to block the sun to try to slow down global warming.
Yeah, it's a measure of the feeling of desperation that some of them feel.
Are they really thinking they could do that?
Well, some of them are seriously proposing, and I think it's completely nuts.
Yeah.
You know, you put another kind of pollution, sulfur dioxide, up to orbit the cover the atmosphere. The sky won't be really blue in the way it is now anymore.
It's not blue anymore.
But it would block out some of the sun's heat so that we wouldn't have to take the difficult steps to stop spewing all this global warming pollution into the atmosphere.
Because your investments are in China.
Course, there are a lot of problems with what they're proposing. It turns out plants need sunlight.
Yes.
It wouldn't stop the acidification of the oceans. And it really should be yet another wake-up call for why we need to stop putting all this pollution up there.
The whole clip's at InfoWars.com. Now, the issue here is this is ongoing since the early 90s in an official global program. And they add it to the jet fuel. The companies don't even know. It's part of national security. People say, well, look at the spray planes. It is the planes. It's added and then projected out of the jet engines. Okay? That's why before 20 years ago or so, chemtrails never stayed up there more than a few minutes. They stay up hours now because they're not ice crystals. They are nuclei of sulfur dioxide and barium salts and other things forming water droplets that are larger to be reflective. And there's a bunch of other programs as well. But notice Ellen DeGeneres has to say, I heard this. Is it a rumor? See, because no one actually goes and does research. He's like, I heard there's 2 billion bullets. No, there's not, my dearie, even though it's all admitted if you just did the research. But people don't know how. Or they never imagined it. Because, again, we were just here 20 years ago, the old-timers, when I first got on air, people were like, planes are spraying. And I'm like, shut up, kook. And then I found out it was true. But all we knew the name was chemtrail. Then somebody called in about 10 years ago and goes, have you search engined high-altitude aerosol programming or weather modification? And I typed it. It was like 50,000 results, Department of Energy, the spray planes, how they do it, the grid patterns, top scientists admitting it. Thousands of volumes. You can never even, just all out in the open 100%. Do you know how frustrating that is? Do you know how frustrating? And then the public callers, are chemtrails real? You know, the word chemtrail isn't real because the public doesn't know it's real. The aerosol terraforming, geoengineering, high altitude aerosol program, passive auroral programs, HAARP programs. I had the HAARP director on. And there was an Air Force colonel. That interview's online. HAARP calls and goes, the director likes your show and wants to explain to you it's not a problem. We never do this, but he wants to come on. So we call, we check. It's the real director of HAARP, the civilian director. There's an Air Force colonel calls me before the show, and he goes, you know, I'm going to the firefighter here in a moment. And he says, all right, we don't really do this, and I'm going to be on the line the whole time if you bring up anything that's national security. He goes, you're not recording this, sorry. Well, we're checking. We're not. You better not. And I said the colonel's name on air and stuff after that. And I said, look, man, you guys contacted us. So I get him on. It's supposed to go an hour. I think it went like 30 minutes. And one time it cuts off. The colonel cuts him off, calls back, and says, don't go into that area. This is on air. This happened. Then during a break, he goes, stop going into that area. It's over. Well, finally, the interview ends 30 minutes early because the mad scientist is like, I like setting the atmosphere on fire. We can project it, and some nights light it on, you know, cause explosions. And the colonel just cut it off right there. And people ask me, is there a HAARP program? It's on record, it admits. The Eastman patents, all of it. Let me just go to the calls. Scott, I'm sorry, you've got the floor. Make your point about people waking up and where this is going and what the police officers you know are saying. What percentage would you say really understand we're in deep trouble?
Oh, I'd say in Houston, I'd say 80 to 90%. Let me explain something on the surface, and then I'll explain something on the deep.
You're explaining how the feds are down there federalizing. That's only waking people up.
Oh, that's only pissing us off because they're not telling anybody about it. They're not telling the emergency services about it. Do you know how freaked out we were in the fire station when we hear over the air that we're having mass shootings at a school with helicopters flying over and you got a heavy fire apparatus hauling butt over there to see what's going on? Just just so that they can say, oh, this is just an operation. And that the next day, they have the audacity to insult us and say, oh, we sent a memo. I guess it didn't go through. You sent a memo? No. When you fly helicopters over...
Hey, wait a minute. When they crashed in Houston 15 years ago and some Delta Force people reportedly almost died, they said it didn't exist on the news and the police imagined it.
Yeah. Well, now the news is fine. I guess things are changing, like Billy said, you know, last week when you had him on. Things are changing a little more, and the media's local media is starting to kind of put things out there. And
so they better people better get religion real fast, because I'm telling you, they're going to launch a giant false flag and a bunch of mass shootings and blame it on us, and they're going to start a civil war. And so people better really get ready for that propaganda, and because people are going to know the globalists did it, but a lot of people are going to be too scared to say it. And if we don't say it when that time happens, and by the way, if they kill me right after something like that happens, folks, you know it's on.
They're not going to kill you. They can't kill you. They can't do. They can't do anything to you because it would cause such a humongous uprising that they don't want. And people need to realize, and the feds need to realize, the police are not on their side. The police are on the side of the citizens. And I know a lot of people don't like cops. They write tickets. The young cops get carried away with their job. They kind of go a little bit against civil, you know, against people's rights.
Sure, they've
sometimes
tried to turn you against the people, but it hadn't completely worked. I completely agree. Yeah, and understand this. In the Boss Hog areas, where there are bad police, when the stuff hits the fan, they're all just going to go home. The real news is it's going to be the good cops and the good military that are going to stand up when this goes on. Because evil people, they don't fight for anything. They only do what's easy. See, remember, we've got the fighters. We've got the men and women in this country that actually care. And let me tell you, one good man is worth 100 scumbags, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. That's our military. Our police on the local level is going to be our military. Our police and our citizens who own guns and know how to use them, that's our line of defense. But
did the locals know what was going on when they federalized all the codes?
No.
But, I mean, I'm talking about firing police codes, you know, going into that federal call system and getting rid of your local calls.
To be honest, I don't even know what you're talking about there.
Well, that's mainly with the police. They have emergency codes, and they're federalizing those and going to scrambled systems so you can't hear it.
Well, that's a part of a whole digital operation that they're going for.
Yes, that's the real takeover.
And a lot of that is to keep the media out of it, but that has its ups and downs. You want the media to be able to know, but on the other hand, media can really screw up a situation.
No, I know that, but I'm telling you, look, there's all the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
And the issue is,
obviously, yeah, but they had ways with codes and things to keep the media from knowing what was going on before. Let me tell you, having the globalist control the communications codes is half the takeover.
Yeah, there's a lot other ways of codes than they can use than digital. I mean, back in the day during the civil rights movement, when there was a riot going on, they called it a brush fire over the radio, and that was the firefighters knew we had a riot, and the media didn't know that there was a riot. So I agree with you. There's other ways.
I know. I'm just saying that there. If you think there's a science to controlling the public, there's a greater science to controlling you. The people in government service are in the biggest brainwashing chambers there are, because they may let Obama build up the domestic police state. Then he leaves office, a right winger comes in. People want to think they're a good guy. Then they blow something up and start the civil war. Let me tell you. They know what they're doing. I'm just saying, folks, this is serious. God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
We cover this Monsanto situation. Here's from Salon. How the Monsanto Protection Act snuck into law. Give folks a document cam shot of that for TV viewers. And a provision that protects the biotech giant from litigation passed Congress without many members knowing about it. Just like the vaccine manufacturers are given liability protection, and they lie to the public, say it's the law to take shots. Then they lie to you and say there are no side effects when the insert says it can kill you, give you cancer, diabetes, everything else. This is showing how criminal they are. Okay? And so Obama has signed this. And, of course, he was saying he wouldn't sign it, just like the NDAA, so opposition wouldn't form. Oh, that won't get signed. Monsanto wrote this, and now What are they talking about? The food is going to be the vaccine. It's going to have the virus in it. That's what Bill Gates is pushing. And so, because this is medical food, this is weaponized food, they're now going to come out with not eight major food crops all being GMO that, you know, grow pesticides in them strong enough to kill bugs that eat them, but they say it's safe for you. That's what BT corn is. It's just so crazy, man. Organ failure is just spiking. And all the rodents they give this stuff to and test, it kills them. I mean, again, I'm on air explaining to you what's going on. I mean, you need to know why you're going to die. Okay, I mean, you need to know, but it'll take 20 years, you know. Now with kids that are fast-growing cells, it's going to hurt them even worse. That's why the poor little kids, man, you go in restaurants, you walk down the street, I mean, kids look like they've been run over by 18-wheelers. And so they just think you'll never be able to realize why everybody's dying and getting sick. You know, with the different BT corns that Monsanto and others have put out, they have to plant sanctuary crops of corn under federal law. Just because it'll kill all the honeybees if they go eat off this stuff. They go collect the pollen and bring it back and turn it into honey. They partially digest it and vomit it back up. That's what honey is. Poor little buggers die. Can I have a sanctuary corn belt? Can I have what the honeybees are eating? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't get that, do I? And every food crop's now going to be GMO, and now their genetics are spreading into all the normal varieties, and soon you won't have a way out. And the elites, of course, have their private greenhouse facilities for their food supply. That's come out in the news. The communist Chinese do as well.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone. We are back live. By the way, David Knight's got in-depth reports tonight. He's going to be hosting InfoWars Nightly News. I think we're airing a special report on the Second Amendment I've been working on for 3 or 4 days with Darren McBreen. I believe that's tonight on the Nightly News, and not, it'll be tomorrow on the radio/TV show, the InfoWars Live, the Alex Jones Show, as it's known in syndication, the show you're listening to right now, the radio show/TV. They passed this like the Federal Reserve Act was passed without following the Constitution or the Senate and House rules. They rammed it through with bipartisan evil. And again, back in the 60s and then 70s, they got these vaccine liability protection passed so they could kill everybody. Because, you know, sometimes the kid dies right there and the cops aren't evil and they find out it's the vaccine and don't throw the parents in jail. And then you've got to have immunity. So they've got a license to kill. And these are called pharmacological crops. They've got the 8 major food crops are like 89% GMO now. Some are 86, some are 92. On average, about 89% GMO. It'll soon be pretty much all GMO. That's why Whole Foods is saying, we're going to be GMO now, but we'll label it. And you just won't have a choice. 90-something percent will be that. There'll be a small area. It'll cost 10 times more. And then they're going to harass and hunt down and shut down all the organic people. That's the next phase. They've already been beta testing it. And again, the royal family in England, the government elites in fact, I've already done a report on this, but we should get it from last year and then re-air it tonight. But if you can't find it, I'll just redo it. If I could just have the news crew pull up, like, Chinese elite eat different food, German elite eat different food, British elite eat different food, German government gets clean vaccine, and then it says in the articles, LA Times, Financial Times of London, Der Spiegel, that, oh yeah, they have, in fact, one headline was, communist Chinese have secret organic greenhouse farms all over the country. And it's the same deal. They truck it around. When the elites fly around, they have their own chefs on board. They don't go to restaurants or they go to special places where it's totally certified. That's why John Kerry famously has been in Wendy's with Teresa Hines Kerry and won't even eat a French fry. You know, he famously said, take it, bite. And the president was like, oh, I'm not hungry. And then it's happened in other ones where, you know, Obama goes and eats the stuff. He doesn't care. He knows, it's like Jack Daniels. I'm just going to eat this hamburger. But it's not really like Jack Daniels. You're designed to be able to handle some of that. And, yeah, it'll rot your liver and kills 500,000 people a year, they estimate, alcoholism in this country. Over 500,000 related. The point is, all of this is a cocktail of death. Yeah, there it is. Political and corporate elites shun GM food on their own plate. Well, it's like Monsanto. 1999, CNBC reported on it. So did CBC. And all their facilities worldwide, the engineering class, the science, the biotech class demand totally organic, filtered water, everything at their facilities. That guy's at the end of this hour, type in real quick, Monsanto has GMO-free cafeterias. Woo, boy, but you're going to eat it. You're going to eat it. You're going to eat it. You know you can't help it. You know you want it. And I hear poor old Limbaugh, incredible person. Anybody that can take 100 Oxycontin a day and live, I admire. I mean, that'd kill like 5 horses, they estimate. I'm not trying to bash Rush. He gets in there and says, all GMO is like George Washington Carver breeding 2 types of, you know, plant together to make a better yield. It's nothing but hybridization. No, putting spider genes and human genes and a poison gene, toxin released by a bacteria, or a fungus, or to put a snake venom into a crop where bugs can't eat it, and then we feed it to humans. Hey, look, the bugs won't eat it. That's great. It kills them. Yeah. Hey, let's eat it. Oh, that sounds good. Let me get some corn on the cob there immediately. I mean, it is just sheer lunacy to the power of a trillion. Okay? And we're all killing ourselves right now. Hell, I know I was brought up in all this. I can't even stop. I try to feed my kids non-GMO, but you're still out and stuff. You don't check. You don't know. You don't take the time. You know the cell phone's killing you. You know it's all killing you. Break out of the matrix. Break out of the trance. Awaken. Humanity. It's worth it. Love your children. Come on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.